Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Mr. Connolly?
Present.
Mr. O'Neill?
Here.
Mr. Francie?
Yeah.
Ms. Kane?
Here.
Mayor Nolan?
Here.
First item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Are there any items that anyone wishes to remove?
I would just like to remove 184. And I'm also, I wasn't present for the last meeting minutes, so I don't know if you want to do those independently.
You want a moment to do the vote, you want to abstain on the minutes?
Yeah.
Can we do it that way?
I'll do the same. If that wasn't.
Okay, so would someone other than Mayor Nolan or Councilwoman Kane like to...
So offered.
Offered by Mr. Francie.
No second.
Seconded by Mr. Connolly. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
And you abstain on the minutes? Yes. Mayor Nolan?
Yes, and I abstain on the minutes.
Okay, motion passed. Moving on to ordinances. On for second reading and public hearing at this time is ordinance number...
What about 184?
Yeah, there's 184. Just, I had a question.
Someone to talk about independently.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just had a question if this stipend was on any type of merit or is it a contractual requirement for the DPW supervisor?
It wasn't based on merit to prior knowledge.
So it's contractual?
No,
so
I think
it's a stipend that you guys have agreed to.
I don't know why.
That doesn't make it contractual.
Right, no. So it's something we've agreed to in the past is what we're saying.
Right. We want him to continue in that capacity. That's what we have to discuss.
But this one is for the past.
Is this for moving the next 3 months or for the...
No, I understand, but this is a past period or this is a future period?
It says it in the resolution. Let me look at it.
What's this one, right? It says to June, doesn't it?
I saw it. July 1st to September 30th.
Which that's insane, right, you already did.
So it's already happened.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
We should move this.
And cancel the next.
Offered by Mr. Francie.
Awesome.
Seconded by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Mayor, Ms. King?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for second reading and public hearing at this time is ordinance number 0-11-17, an ordinance amending chapter 8-2.3, excavations in the public streets, denial of permit, appeal of the revised general ordinance of the Borough of Highlands. This ordinance was published in its entirety in the August 26th edition of the Two River Times, and may now be open for public hearing at this time. Mayor Nolan.
You don't have any questions on 11-17? Seeing none, I'll close it.
Okay. On for third and final reading and adoption is ordinance number 0-11-17, an ordinance amending chapter 8-2.3, excavations in public streets, denial of permit, appeal of the revised general ordinance of the Borough of Highlands.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
The motion carries. On for second reading and public hearing is ordinance 0-11-18, an ordinance establishing restrictions on political campaign donations by persons or entities contracting with the Borough of Highlands. This ordinance was published in its entirety also in the August 26th edition of the Two River Times and may now be open for the public.
Anybody have any questions on 11-18? Go ahead, Ms. Parker. Name and address, please. Sorry, Ms. Parker.
Carol Buckley, I just wondered why we're passing this at this point in time. The state has a pay-to-play ordinance. Why do we always have to go above and beyond that? We did that with the alcoholic beverages, and then you had to rescind it. You were going to make them do their... And now you're doing this, which is way beyond anything in the state pay-to-play thing. And also... nobody who is sitting up there has filed any forms with the election board, the election commission. So how are we supposed to find out? I know certain engineers have been at every single fundraiser in this town, and and attorneys and whatnot, and yet There's nothing in the records that they have contributed.
Well, any contracts that we award that are non-fair and open.
That would be engineers and attorneys.
Right, they do file disclosure forms.
I'll speak to the thing we did with the alcohol and beverage. We had a situation at that point where there was one or two, right, Joe, businesses came in that we had some problems with, and we wanted to tighten up the ordinance, which we did, and was effective. We haven't had a problem like that since, correct, Chief?
Correct.
All right, and we eased on it because we obviously thought we went maybe a little overboard on some of the people there, but I'd rather have more in place than less.
Becky, didn't you explain that we had more points in the state?
We discussed this previously when we brought this up, that putting this on the books will give us more points with the state so we can get more aid. It might be a little redundant, some ordinances that we do, but that way on the back end we can get more state aid from it. And quite frankly, it's not a bad thing to have in our own books.
I don't think it's a bad thing. I just wondered the time.
Well, it started a couple of months ago.
One of the items I think on the best practice list.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
practice
right,
list
yeah.
that we were working on.
Trying to qualify for more points. Any other questions on 1118? Seeing none, we'll close it.
On for third and final reading and adoption is Ordinance 0-11-18, an ordinance establishing restrictions on political campaign donations by persons or entities contracting with the Borough of Highlands.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Ms. Kane. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for second reading and public hearing is Ordinance 0-11-19, an ordinance amending Borough of Highlands Ordinance 7-10 and adding Twin Lake Terrace to streets with speeds of less than 25 miles per hour. This ordinance was published in its entirety, the August 26th edition of the Two River Times, and may now be open for a public hearing.
Anyone have any questions on 1119? Excuse me, guys, we're recording, I'm sorry. Anyone have any questions on 1119? Seeing none, I'll close.
Offer third and final reading and adoption is Ordinance 0-11-19, an ordinance amending Borough of Highlands Ordinance 7-10 and adding Twin Lake Terrace to streets with speeds of less than 25 miles per hour.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
No.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for second reading and public hearing is Ordinance 0-11-20, an ordinance amending Ordinance 0-11-4, establishing salaries and fixing the compensation of certain borough employees of the Borough of Highlands. This was published in its entirety in the August 26th edition of the Two River Times and may now be open for public hearing.
Anyone have any questions on 1120? Yes, Ms. Buckley.
Hello, the only question I have, it says all additions shown bold with underlines and strike others. And I see no underlines, and I see no
There's
italics.
One
very last
under the police department.
Very last page.
Number, it says one, right?
950, communications operator.
There's an attachment to the actual ordinance. And on the last
salary thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Where it's on the
very last page, the very bottom.
Oh, I didn't know that was attached. I see. Okay.
It's actually going down from what was in the salary.
Correct. Any other questions on 1120? Seeing none, we'll close. Okay.
On for third and final reading and adoption is 0-11-20, an ordinance amending Ordinance 0-11-4, establishing salaries and fixing the compensation of certain borough employees of the Borough of Highlands for SFY 2011.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Connolly. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for second reading and public hearing is Ordinance 0-11-21, an ordinance amending Borough of Highlands Ordinance 2-11 Fire Department and specifically 2-11.4 members. This was published in its entirety in the August 26th edition of the Two River Times and may now be open for public hearing.
Anyone have any questions on 1121? Spucker?
I have no objection.
You can't double low set.
Yeah, we went through this a couple meetings ago. We did the whole thing.
You can't earn.
same call.
Yeah, you can earn them in both towns, not at the same call.
It has to be separate calls.
You're not building up points for one on one call for two towns, basically. Okay. Any other questions? Seeing none, we'll close it.
For third and final reading and adoption is Ordinance 0-11-21, an ordinance amending Borough Highlands Ordinance 2-11 Fire Department and specifically 2-11.4 members.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on to other business, we have engineer status reports.
Dale, you're the star tonight. You got to.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My report tonight will be somewhat short. The flood reduction project, we had a public presentation last night here in this room to once again review the project in its entirety. Basically, right now, the project's moving forward. We're waiting on funding status from the EIT and also from FEMA. The roadway improvement projects for this year, which includes Valley Avenue, the upper portion, Woodland Street, Prospect, and Bayview, those plans are progressing. The Woodland Street portion, which is DOT funded, has been submitted for their approval. Highland Avenue reconstruction is underway. They're currently working with installing the drainage at the South Peak intersection. There's a couple utility conflicts they are dealing with as they move forward, but they should be out of that area shortly, progressing on to the other areas. The Bay Avenue reconstruction project has been submitted to both Monmouth County Community Development as well as the NJDOT for approval. The DOT has provided a verbal approval, and we're still waiting to hear from the from Monmouth County Community Development Office. Once those get approved, we can get the project advertised and awarded this fall. We are currently preparing a FEMA hazardous mitigation assistance grant, which ties into the drainage project for the town. That will be submitted in October when it is due. We are also preparing a grant for the reconstruction of Valley Street between Shore Drive and 5th, which will also include the pipe underneath that feeds the Valley Street pump station. That is due Friday, as well as the bikeways application that also being submitted to the DOT on Friday for the improvements that were outlined in the ANJEC grant that you received earlier this year. That's my report for tonight. If you have any questions.
Would you mind speaking on the matters we talked about, the two hot topics? Is that okay? What we talked about, what we're going to do?
No, we don't.
That's my point. What our action plan is for the marina area, as well as our recommendation to the folks that are here from the mudslide area.
All right. As far as the marina area is concerned, there is an interim measure that we are going to be installing, basically to hold the road, the remaining portion of the road in place to protect the sewer. That'll just be simply sand and fabric covered with stone just to keep further washout of the roadway while the bulkhead is being repaired. I will provide you with a material list tomorrow for the sinkholes that are occurring on the Roger Street side. I'll provide that to Mr. Hill, and he can move forward having DPW address those sinkholes as well. With regards to the mudslide area.
Mr. Hill, what's your time frame on getting that in place? Sorry, Dale.
No problem.
Around the bulkhead?
Hopefully, if we get all the material in and delivered, we'd like to start the project Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Thank you.
So, with everything in, we want
to... We're going to get to it, so it'll be our last questions a little later. I just wanted him to get this out here, and now what do we got with you?
The other portion that you mentioned, Mr. Mayor, is the mudslide on Shore Drive. As requested at the last meeting, we had a geotechnical expert go to the site to visually, and I want to emphasize, visually inspect the hillside. He did not perform any kind of survey of it, any kind of soil boring sampling, just basically a visual inspection of what he saw. He provided the borough with a written report, which went through several items. I don't know if you want me to mention those.
You know, you can keep it brief, but obviously whatever.
Sure. There was a couple recommendations that he had. Basically, do not remove the material from the bottom of the hill at this point.
Reason being
is just to, that might be holding what's there.
Coming down.
Right, from coming down. That's the first thing. The second thing is, and keep in mind, that's not like a permanent measure. That's just until he's recommending that further evaluation of the slope be performed, predominantly by the people that own the hill. Once the hill further evaluated, is recommending that the structures of people living in the houses up on the hill further evaluate their property and their structures due to the close proximity to the hill. And you know, God forbid there's an additional failure on the slope. And that was pretty much what he had given as a recommendation. Further evaluate the slope, have the people on top of the hill evaluate their structures, and also don't do anything with the material at the bottom of the hill until you further evaluate it, because it might be holding up what's there.
And Mr. Mayor, we're going to supply a copy of that report to all the property owners that are in the affected area.
And the borough clerk will provide you with that?
Yeah, so they can then provide it to their various experts of their own.
Insurance companies, engineers, okay. But when do you think we can get that out to the people? Because I know it's obviously important. A couple days?
I can get it out within a couple of days, but we can also have a copy available at Borough Hall tomorrow if anybody wants to show up and pick one up. There's nothing private or privileged about it.
No, obviously we want to get it out.
I have to get the addresses of all the affected owners and generate the letters, which will take a couple of days. If they want to come by tomorrow morning and get a copy, we can arrange for that as well.
Okay, thank you. We'll get to you, sir. I promise you. Okay, you're done? Okay. What's it? Monmouth County Open Space Grant Program.
Mr. Hill.
Basically, we have an opportunity to once again apply for Monmouth County Open Space Program funds. The county historically puts about $2 million aside. Every municipality in Monmouth County is eligible to apply for such funds. There's three different portions of the program: acquiring land for conservation, acquiring land for active and passive recreation, or to develop or redevelop land to expand recreational opportunities. The grant applications were due in September, but because of the storm and other related items, the county has graciously told us that they will extend the deadline and we can apply for the funds. The caveat to us is that it is a 50% matching program. The maximum we can apply for is $250,000. Therefore, if we did apply for $250,000, we'd be applying for a $500,000 project. Can't be used for slope stabilization, unfortunately. Can't be used to acquire just any parcels. It's a long process. What my recommendation would be, and we've had grant proposals go before, is to look at the beach access on Snug Harbor Avenue, which is one of our more highly used beach facilities. We do have numbers in from a Roy grant that we previously applied for, but we can have the public hearing on October 5th. There again, the way this program works, we have to specify the project by block and lot at the public hearing. Unlike other portions or public hearings where you can discuss it and then decide what you might want to do, at that point we have to actually advertise tomorrow if we're going to do this for the 5th of the actual project. So my recommendation would to conservative cost estimate on that project is $60,000. Those are some cost estimates for the material and the excavating, some of the labor needed to install the material. So that would be my recommendation, that we set up a public hearing on October 5th.
Okay. Anything else then on that matter?
No, unless there's any other suggestions or comments from the governing body.
Tim, would that include like handicap access onto the beach? I've seen it.
That's what it is.
Okay. To do any like upgrades or whatever in that area?
From all access points along the, we don't want to disturb any future, and it's not permanent, it can be moved.
Right.
Okay. So we want to set that.
For that.
I have the notice already prepared, ma'am.
Good night. Okay, thank you, Mr. Hill.
Is the review of the Planning Board's comments on the HBP zoning recommendations. The Planning Board adopted a resolution with the attachment of their report, their findings.
Now, have we gotten anything back from the HBP because they asked for further?
No, right. What I was going to recommend, I know we talked about this and Kevin and I spoke about this too. What I would recommend, since myself and Ms. Kane sit on the bid as far as the governing body representation, could we get together with them and bring this back to you at the second meeting in October?
To clarify the points that the Planning Board wants.
And get their input too, you know? I know Mr. Mullen on the subcommittee and a few other people put a lot of time into it, and it's a pretty big document to go over, and we'd like to get their feelings on what the zone, the planning board as well as the subcommittee thought. Everybody okay with that?
So bringing it back for October 5th?
The second meeting in October.
The second meeting.
19th, I think it is, right?
Okay.
Okay. Cat license ordinance?
Yes. We were previously discussing whether or not we should do away with our cat license requirements.
Cat fee. The fee.
The fee.
Well, you wouldn't license.
It'd be registration.
With the SPCA, with the microchip.
Correct.
Not the borough.
Not the borough. That's correct.
Okay. Somebody want to speak to this, or?
At this point, the we have what, 90 cats.
Licensed.
All right. So we're forgiving at this point $1,800, $1,600. I thought. You said
The cat tags. I broke it down. Like the expense for the tags is about $167 a year. Postage, it's probably about $100 a year for notices and delinquent notices. Doesn't include time, the clerical time. Right. Envelopes are $113, and the paper licenses are $285. It's really, we're not really making anything. We're not accomplishing anything.
Correct. So I think we should move it because at this point it makes people less afraid to bring cats to the rabies clinic.
Clinics and everything. Yeah.
And so at this point I think it works and we're not losing sufficient money that makes it an income issue.
Right.
What do you guys think?
Do you have the same thing with dogs?
Dogs is required by state.
What do you think?
It's just discriminatory.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that.
Okay. Want to bring it, have further discussion on this?
Yeah, further discussion.
Okay.
It's a matter of principle more than.
2 weeks enough for you guys to
work? Can we bring
two
it back to the October 5th?
Yeah, bring back 2 weeks.
Well, how much time on the 5th?
Well, I mean, is your decision going to change in 2 weeks?
Or do you want more information?
Just wants a chance to talk to you about it, more information.
The thing is, the original notice should have went out in July, and I've been waiting.
Okay. So do it for the 5th.
Figure out.
We got to have an answer by the 5th what we're doing, guys.
Put back on for October 5th?
Please.
Okay, the next item is the original Oyster Change of corporate structure for their liquor license.
Mr. Heffick, did you speak to the chief today at all about
that? I exchanged emails with the chief, and I did finally, chief, and I didn't have a chance to tell you. I sent an email late this afternoon. One of the principals finally called me back, and I indicated to him what the problems were, and for lack of a better word, read him the Riot Act, and told him, and he apologized and indicated to lack of understanding, frankly. I advised him to get an attorney to help him with the paperwork, and I told him that I would advise the council to give him 2 more weeks to file the correct paperwork.
Basically, give him a roadmap of what...
I did. I explained to him step by step what he had to do at this point and told him that I would recommend the council to give him the 2 weeks to do it now that he has no more excuses. He has, you know, he can claim various things, but as of today, roughly 5 o'clock, he has no more excuses. He knows exactly what he has to do.
Which, with all due respect, I'm sure Officer Burton and Officer Dobbins told him the same thing. You know,
I have no doubt. But
and now it's
been elevated, and he has a very clear understanding after our conversation of what he must do.
So we're clear. If we don't have a paperwork
and I advised
corrected
him,
by October 5th,
I advised him that he would be shut down.
At that point, October 6th,
yes.
1201.
It's not just any paperwork. It's paperwork that passed Mr. Halfacre's muster.
Well, it's paperwork that actually passes the police department's muster because they're the ones that have to do the background check.
Correct.
And they have to supply the appropriate information to do the background check. I do have the name of his attorney, and I'm going to follow up tomorrow with the attorney so there's no misunderstanding as to the dire consequences it will attach if it's not done properly.
Like 1201, that, you know.
Absolutely.
October 6th, we're shutting it down.
Yep.
We've already gone on to grace for 6 months, 7 months.
He's had more than enough time.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you.
The next item is a request for a reprieve of sewer charges. This was a request from a property owner involved with the mudslide. And she is requesting a reprieve on her sewer billing.
I didn't get... Did
that
get
was that in your original packet.
The original one, okay. And this is based on non-occupancy? I assume.
Based on the unit being uninhabitable.
Yeah. Right, so non-occupancy, right. So if we're going to do, if we're going to, I mean, I don't want to open a can of worms here, but if we're going to say that for the one, obviously, I believe there's three, correct?
Is there three,
Dale? I want to say three, but don't hold me to that. I'm not exactly
sure. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to put you on the spot.
Kim Scorpio, 315 Shore Drive. With respect to Jeannie's unit, she has actual structural damage, so there is no way anybody could live there.
No, that's my point.
The second unit next to it, nobody is currently living there. As to the third unit with the tree through the door, that one is habitable.
Okay.
So it's actually, it would be two.
Okay.
Can they live in the second one or not? They're not.
No.
Because of the impact of the slot.
Right. I would say, given the state of Miss Rich's unit, I would want to live next door to it.
Okay. Fair enough. I would recommend that we find out, obviously, the.
Can we do a resolution?
Unfortunately, my legal advice would be to be very careful with this topic. Because next they might not want to pay property taxes because their property is not usable. There's all sorts of pitfalls. And I say that with all kinds of sympathy for what they're going through, but unfortunately what I end up telling people often is it's not about this time, it's about the next one, and the next one, and the next one. You know, you do it for every time, you know, if a house burns down, you do it while it's being reconstructed. If a house is being renovated and no one's living in it, you do it while it's empty. It's a slippery slope. I would be very careful. You can do it. My advice is that you shouldn't. Because not for this one, which is entitled to it, clearly
totally
this is a natural disaster. It's uninhabitable through no fault of the owner. And it's not about this one, it's about the next one. And that's the next request, I should say. That's my legal advice. But you are welcome to do whatever you'd like.
The thing with the utility bills are driven by the fact if there's a connection, there's a bill.
Correct.
It has nothing to do with whether it's lived at or not lived at. All right? And the same thing goes with the bungalow communities that look for rebate during the winter months, and we don't do it.
But they choose, in my opinion, not to upgrade or, lack of a better word, improve the property to live there all year round. They want to live in their house, and they can't.
I understand.
You know what I mean? I'm not, you know, you're not wrong. That's just my opinion.
Didn't we do it when meters were full?
When you capped off the sewer.
Oh, when you capped the sewer.
Then we threatened that when you want to reconnect, then you're paying a new connection fee of $15.44 plus the fees for the sewer
department. I appreciate Mr. Harefaker's advice as both our attorney and mayor of his town. I'm going to vote to ask that we reprieve the charges for those two homes.
So we have a motion by Mayor Nolan
to
reprieve the two units for what period of time? Effective when?
I guess it's got to be effective.
Sewer's billed quarterly.
Right, so it's October, right?
Yes.
So I'm gonna offer it October 1st. The next quarter. Right.
Just
now
for
we can readdress
quarter.
It the next quarter, you know. Nothing's
and if I can ask a question just from my point of view, because I don't know, do you bill or does the sewer authority
bill? We bill. Would we need to do a resolution at the next meeting? Okay. So you're offering a motion to prepare a resolution at the next meeting to give the two units a reprieve for one footer only for the October.
Right, and obviously if we have an ongoing issue, we can readdress it in December.
Okay, so that's a motion offered by Mayor Nolan. Is there a second?
I'll cover that.
Seconded by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yeah.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. We'll do a resolution for the next meeting. The next item is FEMA Loss Services Consultant. Councilman Francie, did you want to speak on this?
Yes.
This is just a general discussion considering the scope of the FEMA losses. Are we better off getting represented in front of FEMA by a quote-unquote loss consultant who does this, and there are any number,
sure.
And at this point, is I hearken back to the concept that when you have a major fire or major damage in your house, the recommendation is, at this point, don't use the insurance provided adjuster. that is hire your own. At this point, they operate on a fee, but at this point, they provide, they give you a better shot to compete against the large insurance companies, which in this case is what FEMA is. And so I offer it as a discussion. So do we think we need it or not?
Okay. For the scope of what we're talking about, and I think that Mr. Hill can update us in a little while on where we're at townwide. I know all the paperwork's been filed and we're going through the process. At least we should probably get prices, figure out what the fees are going to be.
Right.
Get into writing if you know, I think that's something we should do.
Would Dale or Dave Parker know anything about it?
Mr. Parker might, right, Dale? I don't speak for you.
I'm not speaking on that. I could look into it.
Mr. Parker might, but I'm sure there's something on, Google it or whatever.
You're just regular experience of other
times. Yeah. Just like the professional.
Do you know of anybody else, Mr. Halfaker? Have you used this in Fairhaven at all? I'm sure he's going to have some sort of commission-driven.
I would agree with you, yeah.
It's going to be, X percentage.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be 5 or 10% type.
And then you got to figure out on the other side of the coin if you're going to get X. Is his commission worth getting what you wouldn't have got?
Issues.
Correct.
Not residential businesses.
Just from my point of view, we're pretty short staffed, especially on Tim's side, and that he's busy doing the work to get these projects done and the report deadlines. Dave has got a full time job. At this point, there are issues with the timing. This might be worth a while. I wish I had experience with it to say we should do it.
Right. I think we should at least look into the dollars and cents.
Correct. And I have no recommendation as to a source. I selected one just from Google.
Okay. Now, would that person, we'd have to make a decision before the 5th? Or we'd at least have the information to have...
I think we'd get the information.
Have the information before the next meeting so we have a educated conversation.
And as needed, we can bring, if we decide on who we want to bring in, we can have them come do a presentation.
Can we find out if there are any towns locally?
Let's let Tim do a couple of...
I have one contact locally with the neighboring community. They didn't actually do it on the community side, but they tried to help broker for residents who were impacted. The town actually held money in escrow to help get it moving along, and it kind of worked out. One property owner opted not to pursue it because there were dollars attached, but the return could have been quite substantial. Another property owner, I think, paid $5,000 or $6,000 to get the work done, and they came away with nothing. So it wasn't a put down on the company. I think it was the magnitude of the work and the competition for the dollars. But that was one experience that I was told from a local. And it didn't happen to be the firm that Mr. Francis mentioned. So
maybe just gather some info and we'll see what we want to do.
It's part of the issue, I think, with this particular situation from us, this is not a simple, we have interrelated interests
public
on
and
almost
private.
Public and private. In intermeshed that you can't really separate them, and at this point they might be able to give us an expert in dealing with this might be able to help us out. So looking for the information I think is a great idea.
Yeah, let's get the info and we'll talk about it at the next meeting, and beforehand obviously we can communicate with Mr. Hill so we don't violate any sunshine laws. Mr. Hill, you want to give everybody a little brief update on where we are with FEMA townwide?
Last week, we attended the County Emergency Management Office hosted a FEMA meeting for municipal and government officials.
And who went with you?
Dave Parker was present as well. He did come up from an engagement that he had. Basically, FEMA has laid out the plan and the groundwork, letting us know that the dollars are up there, but the state side of New Jersey, they mentioned $30 million. Now, when you say $30 million, you think, how far is that going to go from a major project standpoint? But that pot of money is also being held up. Every other day you read in the paper, it's being held up, it's not being held up. So that's the type of dollars we'll be competing for. Drop dead deadlines, and I can only say this publicly again, that if you're even considering if you had a FEMA loss or something you can relate, September 30th is a very, very critical day to do so. If you haven't done so, there's information in the hallway. You can register online. That goes for businesses and homeowners, because if you've had some damage but you're not sure where your insurance is going to come out, you might want to at least get in the FEMA system. Because if you decide later that, oops, I need another couple thousand to finish something, maybe you'll already be in there. If you miss the deadline, though, and you go to them October 1st, you may be out of luck. So that's from a residential and business standpoint, that if you think you suffered a loss and you're kind of saying, gee, I don't know if I should apply, very highly encourage you to do so. From our perspective, there will be deadlines. We did file the paperwork that day to get it in the system. We also encourage the schools and any local authorities, such as the fire department, first aid, if they were involved in that, they may have to file on their own. We are going to try to help coordinate that, but if the schools had any expenditures or losses that need to be reported, they need to make sure they're involved in that as well. Once we're assigned what they call a PAC person, that'll be our key contact, that's really when the drop-dead deadline for us starts ticking. In the meantime, we're collaborating all the information, the clerk's office, everybody in the municipal office, the police department, OEM, they've done tremendous amounts of everything we can take in and document. We all have files going, so that's the good news on that end. We're just going to sort, collaborate, put it all together, and have it ready to go as soon as we can.
So, Mr. Hill, what you're saying is, if there's any way, shape, or form, you think your property, whether it be private, whether it be a business or a home, you need to file by the 30th.
I would suggest strongly that they do so. Follow the FEMA regs, and like I said, even if you're not sure, there's grant programs, there's loan programs, it's all over the board. So for me to sit here and say what's good for each person wouldn't do anyone any justice. It's really individual basis, although I know businesses generally, it is more of a loan program versus any type of grants.
And all the info's on our website or a link to it? I know the website had a situation.
Yeah, I believe so.
You have the forms here?
Okay. No, you have to. You actually have to. Can do it online.
We can give direction though. Right.
So we have a flyer in the office.
Correct.
That says,
and I know we had a link on our website, but I know it's been an issue.
Correct.
Last couple of days. Okay.
Right. Well, I'll reiterate again, even if you're a business and you're not sure where you're at, apply. Okay, don't, because circumstances may change. You may come up with a circumstance where you need additional money. It would behoove you to do so. FEMA's there to help us.
And even if they approve more and you didn't file by the 30th, you're not getting it, correct?
That's what they said at the meeting. Don't miss the September 30th deadline.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hill.
I would like to thank Mr. Parker publicly, though, at this point. I know he's been thanked before, but he's really done a tremendous job throughout the whole term. And what folks have to remember, too, and most of the people in this room do realize, it's not just the event or the 3 or 4 days surrounding the storm. It's everything we're dealing with afterwards. So we're all working in this together, and we appreciate everyone's cooperation.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. Computer software funding?
Yes, Mr. Pfeffer provided the council with a price quote of, I believe, $45,000 for for the financing program software that he needs.
Did we agree at the last meeting?
The question is what he has is, how are we funding it? Are we going to bond it or budget it?
Where did I? I'm sorry?
Are we going to bond it or budget it?
What I'm saying is I never thought
I don't think we made a decision.
We made a decision we were going with that company.
I think ahead budget-wise.
Right, but how do we know that that's the dollar amount?
There was some research that needed to be done on the special things that they could do.
That we all wanted.
So we're not doing any. In my opinion, I'm not voting on anything tonight.
Maybe we talk about what he had to do privately and then the town itself.
Right, and then what we wanted that would be compatible for other things we wanted to use.
Do we want to table this?
Oh, yeah.
To the...
Fifth. I don't want to sit on it, but we're going to have to.
Who's going to meet with Steve?
Any one of us can. I mean, we had it's all in the minutes what we asked for at the first meeting in.
Yeah, but then he sent us an email asking us what modules we wanted to attach to it.
He's attaching to a system we never even agreed we wanted. Right. Is my point. Oh,
okay. You're absolutely right, but at this point, I think his point was that 75% of the municipalities in the state are on this system, and there are not many other New Jersey-approved systems available. So it becomes kind of a no-brainer.
Okay, so should we vote on that? I mean,
discussion. He's just looking for guidance. Okay. Do we want to bond it or budget it?
Okay, so let's talk about that the 5th.
Okay.
Plus, there were some hardware issues.
There was a couple of things.
Yes, then there was another price quote for that.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know if you got that answer at the last meeting.
No. I will talk about the next meeting. The next item is public portion.
Public portion. First up, Tara Ryan.
Thank you, Mayor. Tara Ryan, 17 Ocean Street. I just want to talk a little bit about the teen nights and the movie nights. I know there was a teen night in the community center this summer, and I heard that it was really well attended. And I know that you're having a movie night this weekend, and I'm really thinking that it will be well attended. Is it this weekend?
Friday night.
Friday night, right.
If the rain doesn't come.
Right, okay.
Last one got washed out.
Right, it got rained out.
I was wondering, I know it's been thought about, I know it's been talked about, but I really think that there needs to be more things for young people to do in this town. And I also know that we're on a very, very strict budget, that if we opened up the center at night, you'd have to have staffing, and I know that's an issue also. But I was hoping that it really could be reconsidered and looked at. If it's any help at all of the volunteer library staff are now fingerprinted in accordance with the rules of the town, and we're all able to be there with young people. And we have all agreed to volunteer to help the staff, such any such event that would come up. And I would just hope that you would consider, if there's any way, to have more events.
You guys want to take over the original oyster? Because you're already
Thanks,
something. Sir. Okay, you thank you.
Mr. Hill, you want to speak to that? I'm sorry.
The last teen night that you're referring to was a joint venture with the Atlantic Islands High Municipal Alliance Program. It was very well received. The recreation staff, of course, was involved. There were over 40 teens that did participate. Our goal in working there again with the Alliance is to at least initiate this on a twice-monthly basis and then see where it goes from there. That's already in the plans. The indoor movie night we're still working on, and we're discussing it as we speak too. One of the confinements of it, once we do indoor, we have limited space.
Right.
So our challenge, and the staff is working on it, is how are we going to do tickets, because they're free and we can't charge.
Right.
We have to have a reservation policy, because I don't want you lining up at the door and then person number 72 can't get in. So that's our only stumbling block, but we're going to work through that, and hopefully as people understand, first come, first serve, but please don't, you know, book 20 tickets and not show. So we're going that's going to be the critical part of that. It's not as easy indoors, but we do have the license to do so. And we'll take your suggestions. Yeah. It's not just, understand too, the community center is not just for kids. There's a lot of programs, a lot of groups. So we want to keep that moving forward.
Mr. Hill, do you need any volunteers for any of this? I mean,
yes, we can set up volunteers based on availability. Nothing worse than calling out the call for volunteers and having 40 volunteers show up when you really don't need 40. They're great, but we're happy they're there. Sometimes, matter of fact, Friday night, I think I'm going to a Ranger Devil preseason game, so we might need some help down at the center for this movie night. But staff is ready to move with it.
Do you have a list or anything compiled, or just you as they come?
Well, we create actually in the center, thanks, Rick. We do have a volunteer registration form, very basic form that we encourage folks to, and even if they were already with the library, for the rec purpose, it would be a duplication of that same form, and we do have a roster of people in.
There'll be a borough employee there, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Carol Bucko's next.
Carol Bucko, 330 Shore Drive. I have three questions, actually. Has the hurricane cleanup period ended yet, or are we still paying the day laborers?
No, it's ended.
Well,
it's ended?
As far as the day laborers, I'll
address that. Yes, the day laborers we kept on because we were playing catch up, to be quite frankly, not just from the storm, but trying to keep up with other things that we normally try to tend to. Going forward, when you say storm efforts, no, we're still doing storm effort, and we're working individually. We hope the residents will work with us as well. If anyone knows, if you go up and down Bay Avenue at any given day, we've already done bulk pickup in three zones, and we've got more stuff out. And there again, FEMA's come through, insurance adjusters have come through. We dealt with a case today, an 83-year-old man on Bay Avenue had to be relocated. He had no help. His house was out of commission, but the stuff was put out by volunteers. They never called us, but we've got to clean that up. So we are going case by case. We understand that the insurance companies have said certain things. FEMA says hold on to the stuff for 6 months. But don't just, I please ask you not just to put stuff out, please call us. We have one more bulk pickup in Zone 4, which is this Friday, but we'll continue to answer the question. The day laborers right now are off, but we may need some additional help doing some additional work, and we're going to work on that as well.
You do that on a case-by-case.
Right now,
no. No, they only get paid, Ms. Bucko, when they work. And they're not working right now. Okay. What's your second question?
My second question is, why would Woodland Street, Dale, get DOT help? And is there any DOT money for Highland Avenue?
Highland Avenue was a discretionary aid grant that the borough received from the state. I believe it was $1.184 million. Woodland Street is attached to Highland. The drainage coming down Woodland will tie into Highland Avenue, which is tying into State System 136. We felt it was a good candidate to apply for. The state apparently agreed because they gave the borough, I believe it was $150,000, $180,000 towards the reconstruction of Woodland Street.
Okay, my third is not really a question, but I think that your attorney gave you some very good advice and you didn't consider it. Because we have the fire up at the Gateway condominiums, they haven't been using their sewers. They've been unoccupied for 2 months. And the fire over in Shrewsbury Avenue, that guy was using his sewers, and nobody ever considered those guys. And if I was one of those guys, I'd be here tomorrow morning applying.
And they might. That might be something we have to face.
And we didn't pass a resolution yet, right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Well, we're coming to a resolution at the next meeting.
The next meeting.
For those 2 months.
Yeah, for the next meeting.
Ms. Buckle, are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. John Bager.
Yeah. This question is actually maybe a series of questions. It's not an idle question. I have a vested interest in this issue. My house borders the marina. It also borders Rogers Avenue, which is township property. Every day I look out there, sinkholes are becoming more prominent. Now, somebody mentioned at the beginning of the meeting there's going to be a temporary fix until the bulkheads are brought back. And what was that again? Putting sand in with nets or something?
No, Dale, you want to speak to it? You mind?
Basically, on the Washington Avenue side, for nothing more than to protect the sewer system that's underneath Washington until the bulkhead can get fixed. An interim measure, which is very temporary, is to dump sand into the hole, cover it with filter fabric, and put stone on top of the fabric to keep the sand from eroding out with all the tidal wave action. That's simply just to protect the sanitary sewer from eroding further.
What happens when ice time comes and it blows it out?
From winter time?
When the winter comes and ice forms in there, ice expands, you know?
I understand that. Hopefully by wintertime, this issue is behind
us. Well, that was my next question. You know, it's been 3 weeks since the hurricane. I've been to 4 meetings, one of which wasn't too pleasant. 3 since then, with no indication of even what engineering is going on to address this. As I said, I have a vested interest. I don't want to watch my sinkholes get prominently deeper every day with nothing happening. I mean, what is the engineering plan with the bulkhead and your band of road around it? I have nothing to do with these things, but I do if my foundation begins to give way. You know, the guy next to me, my neighbor, the situation there is so bad, somebody from the town came there this morning to tape it up. It's a hazard. Are there FEMA funds available for this repair?
Speak
what is the town's plan? Is it to keep it as a marina?
We don't own the marina.
The town doesn't own the marina.
You don't own the marina, but you own the land around it. He can't get access to fix his bulkheads unless you let him put the dead men in and to put the tie rods in. Are you going to let him?
Our attorney is speaking to the property owner's attorney.
That's an answer for me. That's a good answer.
Yeah, that's the only answer, unfortunately, because when attorneys are involved, that's who has to speak.
After 3 weeks, that's an answer.
Okay. Kim, name and address, please.
I'm going to pass, thank you.
No problem. Patty Peterson?
Mine was addressing the engineer's report for the club.
Okay, no problem. And again, you guys should have that report available in Borough Hall tomorrow. If you want to pick it up, it'll be mailed to...
I wasn't finished with my series of questions.
Go ahead, sir. You can go. No, you have one more.
Are you guys considering condemning the marina? Is that it?
We have every option open to us, including that.
Including that.
Mm-hmm.
In the event of condemnation, does it stay a waterway?
It's whatever you want.
It's whatever we want it to be, sir.
Isn't it an EPA? Hasn't it already?
I'm not going to make up an answer. I don't know that, mister.
Can somebody find that out?
Yeah, like I said, we're going to go the route first of our attorney speaking to their attorney and trying to get it repaired. In the meantime, we're doing temporary repairs.
You're trying to get it repaired.
Yeah, absolutely. We would want a thriving marina there, sure. Why not? If it's fixed right.
You're on record for that.
I want 10 of them thriving marinas in the town. You could put that on a billboard.
Okay. All right.
We're done. Mr. Keeby?
I'll pass.
Okay. Roger. I can't read the last name. I apologize. Sorry, sir. Just give me a name and address, please.
164 Linden Avenue.
Please. That's Mr. Dale. Sorry.
Mr. Dale.
You made me laugh when you said Parker.
Where's
Chip?
Yeah, I was going to say, where's
Chip?
Yeah. He's out the hallway.
He couldn't make it tonight.
Explain to him who he is.
Dale Luke.
Dale Luke.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I think both were at this point.
Phew, bullied by us.
Sure.
Does the engineer report, in your estimation, could you give us a timeline on something to get done to clean up?
The engineer report makes recommendations as to what steps should be taken, but the town is not taking those steps.
Okay.
The town is advising the property owners what the town's expert thinks the steps should be.
Has there been an engineering report relevant?
Sir, we're going in line, sir.
You're already passed.
The second question I got, does the engineering report deal with the watershed management?
It does not. Basically, that report basically was just a visual inspection of the slope as directed by council. As I think Mr. Halfacre has alluded to, that it's a private property issue. So basically, the report was just to visually identify any potential imminent hazards regarding that particular failure of the slope. It does not go any further than that outreach.
But without addressing the drainage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I doubt it.
You know, down the road, something else could happen.
Understood. That's what this report, that was the guys behind this report, was to identify any potential imminent hazards.
And it basically spells that out loosely in a paragraph. You'll see the report, you'll understand what we're saying, and you'll have that access tomorrow.
Right. There's not a comprehensive report where soil borings or sampling was done. It was just a visual inspection of the area that failed. That's all that report shows.
Preliminary.
Right.
But then, you know, if there's going to be a permanent fix to that area, you have to address the watershed management problem on the bottom of the hill. I mean, that's. I'm not an engineer.
No, understood. The permanent fix would be actually developed by the private property owners, who would most likely have to submit something to the town for approval. But that's not going to be anything that's to be developed by the borough itself.
Well, isn't there an easement on the bottom of the hill? The property owners don't own that piece of property.
I have not seen an easement. I'm not saying one doesn't exist. But I have not seen any documents that show that an easement does exist.
All right.
Okay, no problem. I believe it's JT Nisifero.
Yeah, I'm up at B1 Ocean View Terrace.
Just a name for the record, please.
Joanne and Chakra.
Thank you.
I have two items.
Okay. Okay.
And off the hook, that's a three-way stop, but it's not marked as a three-way stop. And if you stand there for 15 minutes, you'll notice that less than 50% of the people coming up from the side of the bridge stop there.
I almost got hit there myself. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's a hazard. It's not marked a three-way stop. People just come up.
There
and they think they can go like
is there a line in the street, though? Take a look.
Yeah, there is.
I know there was. So I don't know if anything changed after we started moving.
The town wants to make some money to put a cop there.
I just don't want anyone to have an accident. I don't have to make money off of it.
Can we put three-way stop signs up?
Chief, can we put a three-way stop sign up?
I said there are stop signs there. I'll check to see if there's stop lines.
Yeah, if you can.
Okay. The stop signs are all there. It does not say
in other words, there's a three-way specific stop sign.
There's a placard.
What's that?
There's a placard that goes underneath.
Right. Exactly. Just goes underneath the regular stop sign. I've seen them in other.
Yeah. I come from Portland Road, and I always stop there, and somebody's always coming up.
Can you get it done? Mr. Hill, we'll get that done, ma'am. What was the second?
The other item is, as a taxpayer, I would be very upset to see something negative happen with Marina. We don't have enough businesses in this town supporting our tax structure, and if something should happen to the marina, it's not a pleasure for the marina. That marina is also supporting the shellfish industry. So, hearing Mayor Nolan say, we're going to
No, I didn't say that. I said I'm all for it to be a thriving marina.
I would hate to see something happen to that.
So would we, ma'am. Mr. Mandra?
I know it's not right. Mandra, 268 Bayside Drive. One thing we got to get done on Bayside Drive is we got to dig out the ditch. The spray they put up on the hill, when they fixed it, all ran down. They pumped it up there three times, and three times it came down and flooded the whole ditch up. The water's running down the street now. Winter's coming. We're going to be like last year. We're going to be 6 inches of ice. And it's dangerous.
You want to make sure you get with them, Mr. Mandros. Mr. Hill can contact you, sir, and show me exactly what we're talking about. So, was no mistake. Show me exactly what you're talking about.
Mike Kennedy's been digging it up, but Exxon hasn't been back. But the other question is with Dale, you were up there, they were submitting a paper to you on paving. They want to pave the section that they damaged.
And you know what that is?
It was submitted to the town, and the town wants to get in with it. The rest of the street. Now, when's that
going to
be done? That street is very bad.
That's,
want to
handle that?
Yeah, well, you can speak and then.
No problem. Mr. Mandra, that was, there was a proposal submitted back to Exxon. Exxon had a little of possibly funding that repair and possibly going further. So there was a proposal sent back to Exxon as to what the borough would wish to see happen. And Mr. Hill, I'm sure, can comment a little further on that, but I have not seen anything personally come back from Exxon yet regarding that.
The proposal by the engineer was submitted directly to Exxon, not to the contractor that was there. We wanted to actually expand the scope of work because of all the issues that everyone up on that street has been facing over the years. It is in Exxon's hands right now. We haven't heard back from them, but we hope to hear back from them soon.
Yeah, because Exxon, I was talking to them, and actually, they damaged from Matthew Street all the way down because they ran that cream back and forth across the street.
What's the premise?
Yeah, Mr. Mandra, we are aware of that, and that's what we are asking for. We're asking for them to do that entire
They're
stretch.
They're at fault with the ditch, too. They should have dug the ditch out. I was fighting with them and dig the ditch all the way down to Marie Street.
That ditch is actually part of the plan, is what we are looking to do. So
they should be digging it out because they created the problem with all the dirt they took off the hill. And what they got on the hill now is going to collapse anyway. The other problem we're going to face, I talked to Exxon, and they're going to put cleaner in up there at the old Exxon station site. And I was talking to the engineers, and they said they're going to run the chemicals in there to clean it. And I asked them, where's the chemicals going to come out? They said, Bayside Drive. So it's going to run down Bayside Drive and Marie Street and into the river. And that's anywhere from 3 to 8 years.
They're going to get involved with that, Mr. Mandra, okay?
The smell is still bad.
Okay.
And the other thing is, I don't even want to bring it up tonight, but that park down there, the Veterans Park, it's a shame what you did to it. And we're discussing it now. Maybe we're going to pull out.
Thank you, sir. George Graham, 15 Washington?
Yes.
Please, sir. Just name and record for the...
George Graham, 15 Washington. As a property owner on Washington, I'm concerned about the marina. I'm also a little bit concerned when I hear that we're dealing with attorney to attorney. Once you do that, usually everybody gets into a defensive mode.
That's long-term. Just follow. Yeah.
Just hear me out for a moment.
Sure, please.
I'm advocating that we have some sort of a meeting, the town maybe can arrange a meeting with the engineers. Because, I mean, the engineers are going to push forward something. When we start doing temporary fixes on one side, not working with the other side, sometimes you're going to impede. What do we do?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what's concerning me here. When we do a temporary fix of pouring in gravel or whatever, we may be actually putting more stress on a wall that can't withstand that stress. And I'm very concerned about that. So I was wondering if maybe the governing body might consider authorizing the engineer to actually have some discussion with the engineer on the marina side.
Okay, two things. You want to speak to the temporary on both sides? Okay.
Don't mention it again.
Yeah, please.
Sure. The But once again, the two measures we're looking to do are definitely, they are temporary, as you alluded to. Based out of safety more than anything else, the Washington Street side, or Washington Avenue side, is more to protect the sanitary sewer from collapsing, creating a larger situation. The area on the Roger Street side of sinkholes is basically out of safety. Just something temporary to fill the holes in until that bulkhead can get repaired. From the borough standpoint, Roger Street is a paper street. They don't want to see any kind of a safety issue on their property. Long term, I think everybody in this room would want that marina to be, the bulkhead to be fixed. And that's something that the two attorneys have to hash out first in order to move forward with this project.
The two attorneys being the owners?
The boroughs and the marina owners.
Well, I appreciate what the comments that have been made thus far tonight. I feel that there is something positive here. I've been a property owner on Washington, and my family goes back to the 1940s. So, we really don't want to see this change.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Mr. Mullen?
I just follow up on that question. Is the borough going to exercise some review and permitting with regard to the design of the bulkhead? I think there's some talk about whether the previous reconstruction and construction of the original bulkhead was adequate, and whether there was any review of that. And going forward, is the town going to review any of the proposals put forward or there to make sure that it is adequate?
I'm going to ask Mr. Halfacre.
Of course. One of the holdups, frankly, has been kind of this between the property owner and the town. The town will approve anything that's done.
We'll have to approve anything that's done. They don't mean we're going to let them do anything.
Right. No, the town will have to review.
You thought the same thing I did.
What does that mean?
The town,
what does that mean?
We haven't gotten anything to approve yet, though.
What that means is the property owner has to come up with a plan to fix its problem.
To you.
To present it to the town. The town's engineers will review the plan, suggest changes, suggest it not work, and then it'll be an engineering review for suitability.
Or say it's all good and go from there.
Right.
Including access from your land.
I don't believe the town's ever denied access. No. I heard someone make a reference to that earlier, but as far as I've been around, the town's never said you can't come across this paper street to fix your property. Not while I've been around, that's not been said.
Rick was mayor 10 years, and he don't remember ever denying it. But
never.
Mr. Cobb is next. I know I saw Brian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brian Cobb, Love Recreation Place. First, I want to thank Borough Administrator Tim Hill for his job. I don't know how early he got up to get that caution tape out there, but it was pretty early. I appreciate that. We all appreciate that on Rogers Ave. I'm speaking to the marina side. That's Rogers Ave.
Sure.
Tides that we had in early September, it's increased by about a foot and a half. The bulkhead itself is not moving. It's jutted out, but it's fairly stable. Yet we're losing ground underneath from the scouring, I guess, is coming out. I heard, I believe it was Dale Wigner say a report that the DPW is going to do some filling work on Rogers Avenue, and that's sinkhole. And my concern would be, is it just filling in what's there and hoping that the bulkhead is going to hold? That's my concern. And how long is that fill going to stay there? We've lost 18 inches in 2 weeks. That's what I'm concerned about.
Was there any fill put in since the last meeting?
There was some sand put in by the marina owner, Fred, can attest to that. That, and it's been a small amount, and I believe the marina, I don't want to speak for him, but the concern would be that more fill will cause weakness there. There's a lot of stuff going on with that, and I don't know if Dale would like to speak to that. What's advisable now in terms of the sinkhole and not pushing that bulkhead out?
Repair the bulkhead.
Ultimately, the bulkhead is causing the issue, so ultimately the bulkhead needs to be fixed in order to alleviate the matter. Obviously, the borough's concern is safety of the public right-of-way in that area. Best I can tell you, as far as temporary, It's going to depend how fast that bulkhead gets fixed. I mean, obviously, there's an issue with it if you're losing material underneath it on an ongoing basis.
Right.
And again, it's going to be something that's going to be hashed out between the two entities on getting that work completed.
May I ask, are you in direct discussion with Fred's engineers?
I have spoken to them. But again, it's got to be something that gets hashed out between the two attorneys first before this project can actually move forward.
Okay. I understand. So that's what the holdup is.
Isn't the attorney issue a recent thing?
The description that I believe that Dale gave you about the sand and the filter fabric, that's for the street side.
That's Washington.
Okay, that's not for your side.
Part of it is, right?
I didn't know if you were confused.
I'm not sure. I am confused.
No.
Part of that is right.
Also dropping the rock.
Right. There's stone on. We're looking at possible stone. We're going to look at the material to fill in the holes along the Rogers Street side, because that is borough property on Rose Paper Street.
Understood, but that's the first time you mentioned that tonight.
Yes.
So his question is, he was thinking what you're doing on Washington Avenue, you're doing it at his house, and it's not the same.
It's not the same effects, no.
Could I add just one more quick one?
Go ahead, Mr. Cobb.
Just a quick one for Dale. I read your report on the recommendations for Washington Ave. You're closing down traffic where you have the breaches, which is great, relieving pressure on the roadway. Rogers Ave now, are you confident about Recreation Place where it abuts that sinkhole?
Mr. Cobb, I have not seen that, so I cannot comment on that tonight. At the borough's wishes, I can certainly send one of my structural engineers out.
Just public event. Visit there, the clamors of last. They come in the morning and they park their big trucks right up to that edge of that sinkhole. I don't know what they're thinking. Just talking about
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Scott. Fred Rosiak.
Thank you. I'm Fred Rosiak, I'm in place, the owner of Patrick's Cave Marina. I've just added about 5 points I need to address based on comments that have been spoken to, so I hope you will indulge me. The first being the one that this gentleman just raised. What report are you not allowed to talk about? Is there a report on the marina?
I don't think
anyone said anything about it.
But he's read a report. Why haven't I read this? I don't know.
Is it the letter from when we were out there originally?
The first letter you sent out, I guess.
It might have been the first letter to the borough that we sent out originally.
What's the date of that?
Brian, you have the Mr. Cobb, do you have the letter with you?
August 30th, I believe.
Yes, August 30th. I have it here.
There was a report existing August 30th that you withheld from me?
We didn't withhold from anybody, Mr. Rosiak.
Well, who did you distribute it to? Wouldn't the owner be a logical person to make sure I've got a copy of it?
Yes, they would.
So, would you consider that withholding it from me?
No, not when everybody else has one and we have it made public. Is it on our website?
No.
Well,
no.
Just
memos on our website.
How did you get it?
He was asking Mr. Cobb how he received it.
I think you have a right to ask how he got it.
As part of our meeting, you can ask these people things. You can ask Mr. Cobb outside how he got it, but this is a public meeting. You can direct your questions to the governing body, and they'll answer your questions the best they
can. Would anyone in the governing body know how Mr. Cobb got this report on my marina that I have a couple?
No.
We've asked several times what's being done in an engineering sense.
How about the clerk? Is that part of the governing body? Do you know how he got it?
I did not give him a copy of that letter, no.
So no one knows how he got a copy of this report?
It was only distributed to the council. No.
I'm shocked, to say the least, that I have to come to a public meeting and find out very, very crucial information about the property that I own and pay taxes. This happened last night at a meeting regarding the storm drains, where I was told that by the engineer the drains were going to be plugged, and by Mr. Francie that my drains were going to be removed through the bulkhead. And even though the plan was 99%, there seemed to be disagreement on that. And then I come to an open council meeting, and I find out that the engineer has a plan to deal with the marina, and again, no one has communicated.
There's no plan to deal with the marina.
He said he has a plan. He's going to put in rock, which certainly couldn't be our...
He has a plan to deal with the road failure, that's all.
Right. pipe
that's
that involves
our problem.
My marina. Wouldn't you say, Mr. O'Neill?
No, I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say that.
No. That marina failure is on your property. He's dealing with our property.
Mr. Lubner, your response to some of what you talked to my engineer.
Right.
As of 10 minutes to 6 tonight, he has said he finally left a message at that time. You have not talked. Have you talked to him since then?
Mr. Rosiak, I didn't get a message from your engineer until late this afternoon.
Well, at 2 weeks ago, a meeting, you were directed to put this on the front burner, and we sent you a letter from the engineer. So, I mean, it's all about blame instead of cooperative effort here.
No, there's no blame. We're going to take care of the road temporarily just to make sure everything's okay. In the end, you're going to have to make the repairs. You're going to have your engineer draw up a plan, submit it to us, and our engineer will approve it or not.
For your engineer's plans on the storm drain.
When did we get that request?
We just received an open request this morning.
This morning.
It's
already done.
We asked in a letter from the engineer 3 weeks ago, and it's record because it was held up here by Rick 2 weeks ago at the council meeting.
We got
it was 2 weeks ago.
We got an open request this morning, and it's basically done,
request,
correct?
But you got a letter from my engineer 2 weeks ago.
That is almost all done.
Ricky, is this
what they wanted?
Yeah, I think there was a letter from your engineer, yeah.
And it said, would you please respond to the issue of the drain and your storm place, right? That's what the letter said,
okay.
I'm going to read it to you.
No, okay.
But 2 weeks go by, and no one responds to it. I retain a lawyer, finally, because no one's responding to anything, and all of a sudden, everyone but